begin to see a different world.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
Yeah, check, 1, 2, 3.
You're supposed to do that before the show.
Check. Yeah, check.
All right, Marty.
Check. We got everything in operation here? Check. 1, 2, 3. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Marty. Oh, Mike. I thought his name was Marty.
You can call him whatever you want to call him.
He's got a handkerchief hanging
on. Just don't
on
call him late.
That's right.
Because he's always on time.
On time.
He's great.
Mike on time.
I think it's advantageous to let the people know as to some of the conversations that go on before we actually get on the airwaves nationwide. And I don't know if it's just me, but I don't want to go to a place where we're tolerated. I mean, I want to go to a place where we're celebrated, man.
I like celebration much better than toleration.
I mean,
too.
Can you imagine what those people feel like when they tolerate you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you have
they're
to tolerate them.
They're probably terrible about themselves.
I just,
there's no blessing or joy in a situation
no
where
joy.
People tolerate each other.
So real joy.
And we need some joy.
Yeah. And we need to be in a position at all times, in all places, because if we're merely tolerated, then surely we can change society. Yeah. Only if we're tolerated.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just leave, you know.
There'll be no peace if we're not tolerated.
No peace.
That's right.
No peace, yeah.
We need peace.
Well, I mean, like William Booth said, if you want to change the future, you have to trouble the present.
Do you think they tolerated him?
I don't think so. I remember that the church of the day actually tried to boot him out about 100 miles away. And it wasn't too long thereafter, because he loved the Lord with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength, that, well, it wasn't long before they were booted. William and Catherine were back in England starting the Salvation Army. And I'm talking about the original Salvation Army. But you know what? I bet they were celebrated after the war.
So they were a product of intolerance.
Speaking, I mean, if you think about that, even Jake, I mean, they probably really, you know, were partakers of the fruit of peace, you know. I mean, getting kicked out of the church, John 16.
Sounds peaceful.
Hated without a cause for only doing the will of the Lord. And, I mean, I bet William and Catherine Booth understood what peace were when they were tolerated by the people. And in saying that, if you think about it, what they were doing was establishing righteousness in this earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Yep. You've heard that before.
I
think it just happens, though. You know, I mean, grace happens, dog.
Right.
I mean, it's just like it just you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like existential.
It's just like close your eyes and start floating and then bam. It happens.
Oh, wow. I got a great.
And then people tolerate you, and then there's peace, and there's joy. And
this is leading to something. And now all of a sudden I'm thinking about a peace officer.
Uh-huh.
And what does a peace officer do? He establishes righteousness by magnifying the laws unto judgments. Mm-hmm. He doesn't tolerate crime, does he?
And he apprehends criminals.
That's a man that understands his...
That's right.
His function.
So he doesn't.
His function is to be a peace officer by enforcing the laws to establish righteousness through judgment.
By being intolerant.
That sounds like scripture.
By being intolerant towards crime.
Do you think cops are like, I don't know, do you think they're celebrated rather than tolerated?
Depends where they go. If they go where criminals are, they're probably not celebrated.
Well, no, because the bad guys call them pigs and
That's
they
right.
call them things that they shouldn't.
They call them intolerant.
Intolerant, yeah,
yeah.
Towards crime.
That's right.
Yeah. But back to the original.
So the key would be that we have to not be criminals.
Well, the way
then we can tolerate.
Well, but in context.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it in context.
Yes.
So we want to be in a position where we're celebrated, not tolerated, because that's a real famous saying in the modern day church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be celebrated, not tolerated. Mm-hmm. Well, the Lord justifies you. Man doesn't justify you. But, you know, I think the idea here is that America, as long as you're celebrated and not tolerated, I mean, I think that's what we need to do is we need to go to the Obama administration and just go knock on his door. Hey, Brother Obamanation, I got a question for you there. You mean the other guy?
Yes,
yeah, we're from New York. We just had some pizzas and Cokes, and we were sitting over there conversing, you know, back and forth.
We're thinking on the pizza stool, you know?
Yeah, and I said, hey, Obama.
You like pizza, don't you?
Hey, Obama's. Hey, Michelle, open the door. Oh, that dog, man, that new dog they got there, he's trying to sniff at my leg there.
Yeah.
You know, the one he made a big deal out of, you know?
I seen her eating pizza, too. I don't know what's up with the health kick, but she's eating pizza.
I even heard that little dog, he gets like its own airplane and stuff when he goes places on the taxpayer dollars.
Wow, that's a tolerated dog.
You bet it is. But, you know, hey, can I talk to Obama's there? Hey, Obama's, we just want to let you know we don't agree with the thing you're doing because you're trying to subvert the Constitution there.
That sounds like intolerance to me.
And I just want to let you know that we want to be celebrated, you know, not tolerated. And it just seems like you're tolerating, brother. It just seems that every time we turn around, it just seems like you're going at us. You're trying to take us out. What's going on there, Obamas? You know, but, you know, the point is Brad and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, going nationwide from, you know, from coast to coast there. They just wanted to come and talk to you at your front door, and they just wanted to let you know it's really impotent there.
You need to celebrate us, brother.
Impotent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really potent.
Mm-hmm. And important.
So now I'm going from a New Yorker down south.
See, we
are in the free zone now.
I'll be in the north.
Okay, well,
it's
just
very important.
Speaking of that, on a serious note, folks, some of these coined phrases by people just sicken me. We want to be celebrated, not tolerated. Well, why don't you stand up and be a leader, and you're going to find out how tolerated you are by people. You know, people that don't bring about change, everybody celebrates you, don't
sure.
they? But what happens when you initiate foundational change, it seems like criminals, oh, they have to tolerate you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put things into context here, shall we?
Yes.
There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and a Confederate pants for his uniform. This middle road cost him his life. As the Confederate began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants, he fell to his death as he was shot by both sides. So should we have it two ways or should we have it one way? Folks, the bottom line is when you're going to make change and you're going to bring change into this country, you're not going to be celebrated. You're going to be tolerated because they have to. That's it. We're going to hit the topics when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. It's 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back after this break.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We are all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more. But that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner. Or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, you know what was interesting, Jake, is the other day me and my wife were actually going through the Dairy Queen, and that place that they have ice cream and
it's like the organic health food place, right?
It's good, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you notice the people that walk out of there, it doesn't
skinny like, people.
Totally.
In shape.
I don't understand it. I get in line and there's a guy in front of me. He's like, I don't know, 385 pounds. And ordering double cheeseburgers and three malts and two peanut butter parfaits. And then he has the audacity to say that he wanted a Diet Coke.
It's for the taste.
I don't understand that. But that's probably how they try to justify themselves. But it's interesting that when I was driving through the drive-thru at another time, I looked over and I thought, honey, those women out there that are serving our ice cream... You know, they start out skinny, and a couple months later, they're like, I don't know, little versions of Zephyrs.
There's a reason that they work there. I think they like the free DQ.
Well, they're working there for some reason. I mean, they're like little mice that are constantly eating. You know, they start out as little gerbils, and then they end up as these big guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs. Poor girls.
It's pretty bizarre. But, folks, on a serious note again, did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you did. As long as you're laughing, that's
all
that matters.
I like the guinea pig.
You ever notice people on welfare?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being funny.
Yeah, they have.
They're overweight for the most part.
Yeah.
Why is that? The poor are overweight. I don't understand that.
No, that is... Fuck. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't really think about it in depth until you just said that.
Huh.
As I started thinking about... Well, most of the folks that are on welfare that are really skinny are usually, like, addicted to, like, major drugs. So that's why they're, like, geeked
out.
Some of them
are. Yeah.
But, yeah,
they
for the most part...
They get welfare stamps and their checks, and then they go outside, and then they sell their food stamps and their checks. They give them over to a drug dealer to get their drugs. Yeah. No, that's true.
I wonder how that system is helping folks, because you're making an interesting point.
I don't know. As long as you keep... If you do not work... Neither shall you eat.
That's right.
If you keep that off there, it probably makes sense to a whole lot of people.
Gotcha.
All right, cool.
That's right.
About 15 years ago, I was watching a TV program, folks, on a program. I won't even say the name of the program for the sake of not saying it because I don't personally like the individual.
He's a really tough guy, though.
Oh, he's a wannabe tough guy. Yeah. But I was watching a TV program where a man who was grossly overweight had a supposed eating disorder. They said that this man was sick and that he just couldn't help himself. He was so big, in fact, that he could no longer get out of bed. Poor guy. As time went on during the show, I noticed that the camera crew started to play the emotions of the guest audience. They would show a camera angle of the man lying helplessly on the bed and then immediately swing back to the guest audience, who began crying for this man who, as they said, just could not help himself. And again, they said that he was sick. The guest audience was playing right into the hands of the camera crew's works. The emotions were high while the guest audience was being played like a ping pong game for all to see and feel. However, the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back to the man lying on the bed, and right there in front of the whole world was the problem for all to see. See, folks, the man that just could not help himself had a plate of food right under his face, and I noticed that it was his hand grabbing the food and putting it into his mouth. I didn't see anyone around him shoving the food into his face, nor did I see anybody put a gun to his head to make him eat that food. No, this man was making a choice, and a bad one at that, America. He was making a choice to kill himself by indulging in his pleasures and voluntarily overfeeding his body. And to the ignorance of the guest audience, they were falling for the fact that he was sick, hook, line, and sinker. Folks, I got a question for you. Was this man not responsible for stuffing all that food into his face? Yes, he was. Yet, not according to the guest audience, who said that he was sick and he could not help himself. To date, this man is deceased, and the consequence in this case, he killed himself by overeating. As a matter of fact, this man was so big, they actually had to cut the walls out to get his body out of his house. If this man was sick, then where, I ask, was the love to warn this man? According to the guest audience, to overlook warning this man was their version of love, when in fact, it was a lack thereof. Did you see how, just recently, folks, are you paying attention to what they're trying to push now? They're trying to create this little breathalyzer. You basically have to breathe into it before you can get into your car after you're so inebriated.
Yeah.
Or if you're so drunk, you just can't help yourself because you're sick, you know?
Of course.
Like alcoholics, they want to call themselves sick, which is only an excuse because they want to basically eradicate the line of the fact that they're responsible and they're making bad choices.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're creating this little piece which costs $10 million. And right now, they're creating the device to put into your cars, folks. And the reason they're doing this is because, America, you just can't help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out there, you drink a little too much and you party a little too much. Well, the government in this nanny state just wanted to come in and try to help things along a little bit more. Can I ask you something, folks? When someone's slaughtered on the streets of America through DWI, is it the alcohol's fault? Or is it the person that's buying the alcohol, taking the drink, putting it up to their mouth, drinking it to the point where they're inebriated, where they get into the car, they take the keys, put it in the ignition, start the car, and they make the choice to drive from point A to point B and in process kill somebody? Can I ask you something, America? Is that involuntary? Is that involuntary manslaughter? Or is that a bad choice? Or is involuntary, because if you would have tried involuntary manslaughter back in the foundations or during the foundations of our country, you would have been laughed at, literally. What do you mean involuntary? The guy made a choice to drink. He made a choice to put the keys into his ignition. The man made a choice to drive his car, and he killed somebody. That's called murder. He made choices all the way through. Or what about the kid that's been through treatment 15,000 times? Or even perhaps some of the big kids that are 40 and 50 years old? They've been in treatment how many times? Because they have counselors around them working for the bureaucracy telling them that they're just sick and they just cannot help themselves. Isn't it amazing how God's word comes along and just eradicates all that and says, no. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. When we take responsibility for our actions, that's when things begin to change in our country.
That's right. That mentality benefits those that are innocent, those that are making right choices. So a man who claims to be an alcoholic says, I can't help myself. So then the man who can help himself, that works every single day of the week, he doesn't drink, he chooses not to put himself in that position, he is now held in detriment because he's got to help out his fellow man that can't help himself. Even though it's like you're punished for doing the right thing in America through this mentality.
We talk about this all the time, folks. And it's just a different angle of the story or a different side of the story.
It's the same source. It's responsibility.
How are these sicknesses? And let me ask you the question. Who do they work for?
That's right.
They work for the bureaucracy.
Now, that was something that
Instead of enforcing the laws the way that they're supposed to, they create another business. Yeah. They create the problem, and then they bring in the answer. And in process, they take your money for doing it.
Mm-hmm. So if you're
the American people allow it.
So if you're a counselor and you have a lobbying group in your area, and you have all these people that like to drink, because they're not making good choices. They're being irresponsible. They're no good drunks, like my grandpa would call them. Didn't get a job. He's lazy. Whatever the case is. If you're a counselor and these guys keep coming to you, well, boss, I just can't quit drinking, right? They're not going to pay their bills to the counselor. You know, the counselor's going to counsel them for 2 hours, and this no good drunk who can't keep a job is not going to pay them a dime. So the counselor starts to get smart. And the counselor thinks to himself, okay, how am I going to get paid for treating these people who are making poor choices? I know. If we can create a sickness, the insurance company will then pay to treat these men, therefore I can get paid. So this bureaucracy was not set up by irresponsible people called drinkers. It was set up by very responsible people who knew exactly what they're doing, and it shocks the mind to even think that could happen.
And it's a depart from Scripture. It's a departure from Scripture is all it comes down to. It's also interesting, back in the 50s, if you'd have said anybody was an alcoholic talking about alcoholism in this country, they'd have laughed at you.
Yep.
No, he's not an alcoholic. He's a drunk and he likes to drink. Oh. Just like the kid that's been through treatment 15,000 times in his life, and he thinks it's funny because he knows that he can work the system. And you have to look at the kid and say, wait a second, bro, you think it's funny. You're not working anybody but yourself. Yep. You're destroying your own life by not choosing the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I got a quick story before we take this next break. My mom had a boyfriend back in the day. His name was Dan. And they said he was an alcoholic, and he had about 2 to 10 days to live because his kidneys and his liver shut down on him. Yeah. My mom said, would you go up and talk to this guy? I went up and I talked to him, but I didn't give him mercy. I gave him the law. Mm-hmm. I said, you're going to stand before God. Now, keep in mind, he had 2 to 10 days to live, folks. I said to him, I said, listen, I got a question for you. And he said, what? And I noticed this terror-stricken look on his face. I ran him through the Ten Commandments. I said, you're going to answer before God. And by the way, before we were done, we prayed for this man, and he was healed. Praise God. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still healeth. He does. And he still is the resurrection and the life. But what's interesting is after his body was healed, remember the terror-stricken look on his face? He thought he was going to die in 2 to 10 days. Well, after his kidneys and his livers began to work again, I asked my mom about 6 months later, after I went up there and prayed for him, I said, so how's Dan doing? Is the alcoholic, is he still drinking? You know what my mom said to me? She said, are you crazy? He has not even thought about taking another drink. Well, what was it that brought him to that, folks? The fact that he had 2 to 10 days to live, he knew he couldn't do it anymore, and he hasn't done it since. You got Bradley and Jake. That's exactly right. Consequence.
Not poor you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We were talking right before the break about bureaucracy, and we're taking off a different branch of the trunk, or of the tree, per se. Just how it works and how people like to excuse themselves as being sick rather than making bad choices. And even criminals, they love to hide behind that form of bureaucracy as well. Mm-hmm. But wait a second, it's involuntary manslaughter, man. Yep. There's no such thing as involuntary manslaughter. Yeah.
They spend more time thinking about how they can rationalize lessening their penalty than their behavior before they commit the crime that deems the penalty.
And the last thing you said right before the break was key. You said because they don't fear the consequence.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. The other night, me and Steph took our boys to have their birthday party at this little hotel where they do the swim pool deal. And I never watch TV. I mean, the only time I ever see TV is when I'm going through an airport or they're playing something. It's usually the news, CNN, Communist Network News. And so in saying that, I just never do. So, but what I will do is I'll go inside and I'll see if they got any kid-friendly documentaries or movies or whatever the case is, like, you know, like Karate Kid or Little House on the Prairie, something like that. Mm-hmm. And in so in saying that, I went on to the television, and right away it started popping up this prison situation. It had, you know, these prisoners, these young prisoners, like in their 20s and 30 years old, in their 30s. And it was interesting that when they were being filmed, they loved gloating in their crime.
Rock stars.
And
right?
They were allowed to gloat in their crime. Isn't it interesting, too, even people in prisons, isn't it interesting that the cops have now become the prey rather than the prisoners to consequence unto repentance? So, in other words, the cops are now afraid to go and enforce the law because the judges have already pulled out the pith and marrow of judgment.
That's right.
So, therefore, now the cop has to be careful as to how he treats the criminal. And in some cases, you even have the criminals. Another side note is you even have the criminals complaining about their surroundings, their carpet. They need a better TV. They need another weight room. They need a basketball court. They don't like the food anymore. Just think about that, folks. You have a governmental system, a bureaucracy in this country that cares more for the criminal than the victim
innocent
of the crime.
That's right.
The innocent. That's exactly right. The victims of the crime. Yeah. It was now back to my point. When I was watching this, they were interviewing a kid that said, I mean, he had tattoos. He had the tattoo on the necks. I mean, just he was just a clown. The whole time he's smiling into the camera, he tried to kill a prosecutor in court is what he did. He's in for 23 more years. But it was interesting that when he was asked what it was like growing up, he said that two of his parents were very successful. And he said he grew up his whole life without any consequence to any wrong that he did.
Yeah.
I want you to think about that, America. He's in prison today committing crimes against people because there's no consequence. What are a lot of judges in America doing? Why are your prison systems filled? You just lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. He's not guilty. He's sick. And the bureaucracy's right there to help him. And you better not do anything wrong to the criminal that just violated maybe someone in your family. Because if you do, we might end up suing you. Mm-hmm. Think about that. This is how backwards judgment is becoming in America. Just recently in Minnesota here, folks, we had a level 3 sex offender get out of a prison system in Minnesota here. And when he got into his halfway house, where they rehabilitate the criminal. Instead of bringing judgment down the way the Bible tells us to do it so we don't have crimes in the street of America, the bureaucracy just takes over, points its finger at God and says, you're wrong, we know better, we can fix these people. Yet friends of mine who are in the law enforcement agencies tell me, Bradley, these people are beyond rehabilitation. Why don't we deal with these people appropriately? But this level 3 offender, he's a sex offender. Back in 94, he broke into a home and he raped the woman in front of her husband, and then he raped the man as well. He's asking from his parole board to get released, and he'll be the first one to be released. About 2 weeks ago, this is the brand new one, about 2 weeks ago, they had another offender. There was two of them, as a matter of fact. They got into their halfway houses, and they cut off their little wrist bracelets that track them, and they fleed back into mass population. So they put out on the radio that these level 3 sex offenders, and then they told you the crimes, which were heinous, they were released from the prison system by the bureaucracy, by the people that want to fix them, right? And once they got to their rehabilitation centers, they fleed from them because, again, they're not afraid of the consequence. If they go back to prison, so what?
Yeah.
They don't care. What's the big deal? It's just another innocent victim, right?
But
what was interesting about all of this, Jake, was the fact that when these two ran away, they put out an APB across the airwaves in Minnesota here, probably nationally, basically talking about these level 3 sex offenders that have just broke out of, by the way, it wasn't locked up. They were free to go. They took off, and they were talking about how they're likely to offend again. Well, the question I have is, what were they doing outside of prison in the first place then?
Yeah.
When they knew this was going to happen. Now, America, they're at large in your back door, in your backyards, in your communities, in your counties, in your cities. And this happens all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening, America? Because we don't deal with the offenders. Offend means anything contrary to God's, you ready for this, moral law. When you leave justice undone, you have an administration like the one that you're dealing with today. I can take it so many different ways. You have prison systems filled because the kids laugh at the justice system. They laugh at it. Any cop will tell you that. I bust them again, I bust them again, I bust them again. They stand in front of the judge slaps their hand, and they know it, and they laugh about it. They get out the next day, they go and commit a more heinous crime. And then in degrees, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse, because there's no consequence, folks. Do you understand this? You know, it's interesting that God doesn't overlook any of this. Listen to this. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried. There's no excuses as to the things that we do in life, because the devil didn't make you do a thing. It's a choice that you made. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that want him. Love him. Who are those that love him? Those that keep the commandments of the Lord. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Ye did it. Then when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, lawlessness, when it is finished, what does it bring forth? Death.
Yep. I want to bring up a point.
That's pretty sound, isn't it?
Well, this is important to understand, because this is where we start to warp our mentality. The purpose of government is to bring law and order, law and justice. Law does not help anybody. When we start getting this idea that government can help somebody, law can't help anybody. That's not its purpose. Its purpose is to protect. That's it. And it will not protect a criminal. As a matter of fact, consequences are the only things that cause a man to change. Why does a fat person go on a diet? Because the consequence of his obesity is he's out of breath, he's out of shape, and his health problems and diabetes. Consequences force him to make himself healthy. If I withdraw the health,
right.
If I withdraw the consequences from a fat person, he's going to get fatter. And some of them do. And by pampering him, it'd be like if all of a sudden I said to somebody, a carpenter, hey, I'm going to take all the nerves out of your fingers so that when you smash your thumb with a hammer, you're not even going to recognize or notice. Now, that might be nice for a second. Hey, I can smash my thumbs all to pieces and I won't even feel it. But that natural nerve, that consequence of hitting it, is what prevents you from doing it again. When you cut yourself and you feel the pain, you cover that wound due to the consequence of the cut. When you withdraw consequences from a situation, you're not going to force anybody to change. The point of law is to bring consequence, justice, judgment. And that will not only benefit the criminal, because it'll cause him to reform his ways, but it's going to benefit the righteous. Instead of sending out little pamphlets throughout society saying, hey, all of you people that constrain yourself, that don't allow your lust to take you over, you have to be careful now because we're releasing into society somebody who doesn't.
That's right.
So you better beware. Wait a second.
That's right.
Who should beware? Me, the innocent man, or him, the criminal?
Yes.
Obviously, the criminal needs to beware. And the purpose of law and government is that, exactly.
See, the problem is the criminal laughs at the justice system. That's why you're seeing across this country today, now what you're beginning to see, because the judges are not magnifying the laws against their crimes, you're beginning to see judges become their targets.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing this more and more. Even in the courtrooms, these criminals are beginning to attack the judges, go after the judges, threaten the judges. Why? Because they're not afraid of the consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, America, let me take this to this administration. This administration is continuously doing what they're doing today because you allow it.
Yeah.
You have problems in your life, I guarantee you, if you look in the mirror, it's because you tolerate it in your household.
So if you have a product, if you have a society where criminals don't, are not afraid of justice, guess who is going to be afraid? It's going to be those that obey the law,
that's
just
right.
Like you said before. So somebody's going to be afraid. See, we have this, you know, we have these sympathies for criminals. No, hold on a second. Number one, you're not helping yourself. You're destroying your nation if you have sympathy for crime. But number two, you're not even helping the criminal. I know as a kid, when I would get in trouble for something or I had certain teachers, I knew which teachers I could get out of hand with because there was no consequence. And I knew other teachers that I could not. And guess what? Jake behaved. That's the point. We're teaching, we're instructing in government's job again. Judges have turned themselves into rehabilitators now. That's not your job, Judge.
And by the way, America, we're talking to you as the judge because we're talking about our constitutional republic.
Yep.
It's we the people. And I'm telling you, America, hold yourself accountable for the choices that you make in your life. And then you'll begin to see change in your life. We are bringing this somewhere, folks.
That's right.
It's like the little kid that goes to the doctor and he broke his arm. The doctor goes up to him and says, hey, I have to re-break your arm. But because the little kid's in so much pain, the doctor looks at him and says to him, you know, I know this is going to be really painful.
Yeah.
You know what, kid? I know the way you're screaming. You're hurting so bad right now. I'm not going to re-break it and set it so it heals the right way. That's what the bureaucracy does.
Yeah.
It lets it stay broken rather than re-breaking it and bringing forth pain to set it so it heals. In America, that's what we're talking about. Let us dovetail this because this is all making sense. If you can follow us line upon line, precept upon precept, bringing the gap between the bridge, which the Holy Spirit does all the time. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty again, folks. Hey, by the way, we had some calls earlier. Stick to topic and we'll pull you up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. What I'm trying to do is fill the gap. And what I'm trying to say from precipice one to precipice two, the Holy Ghost always bridges that gap. And if you have ears to hear, Jesus said it all the time. He'd give analogies and parables to the people, and he'd say, do you understand these things? Do you get what I'm saying? If you don't, folks, call in. That's what this is about. This is your radio show. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I could say that in Japanese, Chinese, gibberish. I can even say it in jive.
Ooh,
if you'd like
I want to hear that. Can you do that quick?
I can't because we've got a phone call to take really quick.
Maybe ask.
All right. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Tom. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going good. How are you?
Not too bad. Great topic. We discuss this all the time, and I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Know? So, I mean, everything that you say, yes, everybody laughs at the law. I mean, I'm just agreeing with everything that you said, and if there's no consequence, what's going to stop me? So how do you stop it? I mean, rather than just... I want to do more than just complain about it.
No, and you know what? First of all, that's admirable, and that's honorable, Tom. I thank you for even bringing that topic up. But I think, I know as a fact, the way that we bring the answers is basically applying the Word of God to the situation because He is who He says He is. It's interesting.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that, and forgive me for interrupting you. I totally agree with, I mean, if you hold yourself accountable to God, well then... And you still have the opportunity to fall on your face because we're fallen creatures.
Yes.
It doesn't make you a saint.
And that's called that's called self-government. If you self-govern yourself, you won't need restraint from outside of yourself. And that's why our founders believed so much in virtue, and they knew the source of virtue in America was the church doing its job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm with you 100% on that. So sticking to the topic of all of these, the criminals that, well, we're not rehabilitating them, we're not... Mm-hmm.
I'll say something to that really quick, Tom.
Yeah, no. It's not that we're doing it wrong. It's we're allowing the wrong, Tom. And what's happening is when people get involved with government, you know, I've said this before when we first started on the Sons of Liberty here 9 months ago, what we need to do is we need to initiate change in our systems by holding our judges accountable to magnify the laws against the crime. Listen, I have a lot of friends that are cops. And when you talk to police officers, they say, listen, Bradley, just like I said 10 minutes ago, listen, I bust these kids and I bust them and I bust them and I bust them. And then they stand in front of the judges. And what they do is they laugh because the judges let them off their crimes. He said, Bradley, this is what he said. And here's your answer, Tom. He said, go sit in them courtrooms sometimes and see what those judges are letting those criminals away with, because you'll be appalled at it. And that's exactly right. Again, we have to take responsibility to bring about change and hold everybody in government accountable. And might I add, I'm not being merciful to an unjust system, but there's a lot of good people in the system that are looking for the American people to hold their feet to the fire as well, because they need your help. They simply need your help.
Well, I agree. I don't think the whole government is bad. We have some critiquing to do on the situation. And I agree with you. Somehow the judge should be held accountable. Something, I mean, that's your job.
That's right. I mean,
if
listen.
If the sentence is 10 years, well, you got 10 years.
You know, that's right. Here, let me give you a little point. I did a high school assembly 10 years ago, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. I was talking to a kid. He went through treatment. I asked him if he had a program there called DARE. He said they had the DARE program there, and we were talking about that. And he says, yeah, man, I've been through treatment this many times and this many times and this many times. And he goes, as a matter of fact, my dad's the sheriff of the county. And he was laughing about it. And I looked at him, and I said, hey, let me tell you something, little bro. What are you laughing at? Because he thought he was getting one over on the system because the system has allowed him to do that. Now, I don't question his daddy loved him a whole lot to teach him the straight and narrow. But I think what it really comes down to is the fact that the kid never had to take responsibility for his own actions. And going through treatment is getting a smack on your butt. I mean, how many times and how many programs do you see in this country that say the judge will look down and say, well, if you go to this program over here, then I'll stay that sentence. Well, kids know already that they're going to go to a halfway house and have fun with a bunch of partiers just like they are. And there's going to be no difference except they can't have booze and drugs, but they get to hang out with people that are waiting and just they're completely excited about getting out of the program so they can go do it again. But now they got new friends in doing that. Yeah. Why didn't the judge execute the laws of the land? That's what's going to put the fear of God in the eyes and in the hearts of our young and the criminals in the country. And there's no getting around that. So
the purpose, Tom, is consequence. And we've been talking about it. If there is no consequence, if there is no consequence, there is no rehabilitation.
Soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's the bottom line.
And when we eliminate the bureaucracy, it seems like the problems go away. Now, the bureaucracy was created by the myth of saying to somebody, you know, if we create enough bureaucracy here, we can solve our problems. And that's just not the case. When you eliminate it, it seems like then consequences can come. And then the natural reaction to things starts to happen. And then we start to eliminate crime. Again, these bureaucracies were not set up by criminals. I'm talking about criminals that break the outward letter of the law. These bureaucracies were set up by people like counselors, by people that make a living off rehabilitating criminals. That's where the real problem is. The problem isn't even the criminals. It's those that enable the criminals.
Yes.
And that's
pharmaceutical companies,
exactly.
Counselors,
they need
doctors.
Yep.
All
they need
them.
Crime. They need crime. So you look at who makes money off of crime, and then you'll find the real problem. And I'm not insinuating that our police forces need crime. Because what happens, just like you said before, is the police chief said to you, hey, listen, I go and arrest them and bust them. I do my job. Then I've got to hand them over to a judicial system.
That's right.
And that's where they end up coming back into my community again. And it doesn't matter how many times I arrest them because I can't execute the justice upon them. It comes into the justice system.
Well, and a community not tolerating their crimes helps.
You got that right.
Hugely.
Absolutely. Okay. And that goes back to having a close-knit family and community. Because in my community, if I got caught doing something that I wasn't supposed to do, my neighbor caught me, he'd paddle me.
Yeah.
And my dad would say, thank you.
Well, what's really important, too, is for the kids to understand, no, I mean, that people want to understand, you know, they want to know why Dylan Klebold and the other joker, Eric Harris, walked into Columbine High School. Well, America, who allowed the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, to be taken down from the school walls in 1962?
Yeah.
Who is that? Mm-hmm. See, folks, the reflection always comes back to our responsibility.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was good. It's really true. The reflection always comes back to our responsibility. What's going wrong. We can never complain about what we tolerate. Right the wrong. You know what's interesting, too, folks, and one of the things that we talk about is how the right will complain about the left. And I said before that, you know what, if the right was doing the right all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Think about that, America. If you were doing the right thing all the time, for you to complain about what the left does shows your weakness to enforce the laws of the land against their crimes. Because we're not a one nation divided. We're one nation under God. Yeah. God has 10 commandments, and if we obey them commandments, we're not going to have any problems, just like we haven't had problems over the last 200 years.
Yeah. It's like when you said about the guy, he's a real popular right-wing guy, and he said, you know, if the Republicans were in office right now, the liberals would have charges of impeachment against them if they did what this president did. Okay. So why aren't you bringing
That's
up
right. That's right.
impeachment?
And so when you sit there and complain about what the left is doing, anybody in America today, and you don't do anything to kick
bring
their hind ends out of office and bring the consequence of the laws that they have broken in the law, listen, you're emboldening them criminals in office. Mm-hmm. You're emboldening. No. Folks, we're talking about treasonous acts. We're talking about extortion. We're talking about bribery. Let's talk about our government right now. They are a reflection of what you've allowed them to do, America. Don't complain about them if you're going to tolerate their crimes towards you. Do you see how this works? Yeah. See, this comes back to the other side of that sword. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't complain about what the president's doing if you yourself are doing it. That's a hypocrite. When you practice what you preach, then God will establish righteousness through you as you execute his laws unto judgment unto righteousness. Here's another point. Did you know that after 9-11, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the date because I got 2 points to make. After 9-11, did you know that there was no crime committed in the United States? You want to know why? Because the people of the earth, through judgment, Isaiah 26, were learning God's ways in righteousness. People in America were so afraid after 9-11 that the crime rate dropped to the bottom where there was no crime for a record time. Why? Because people were afraid that they couldn't play the system anymore. People were afraid that they were losing everything. People were afraid they were losing their country. See, when there's consequence, do you understand? When there's consequence, people become, that's a healthy fear, folks. Yeah. It's a healthy fear not to commit the crime, but to look out for the other guy. That's what we're looking for. And by the way, that is called love. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. Yeah. Do you understand? He establishes righteousness by you keeping the law. And when you don't tolerate the crime, you're not going to have it, America. Let me say it again. When you don't tolerate the crime, you're not going to have any.
That's right.
Folks, let me ask you a question. Can somebody call in 1-866-233-0747 and give me, I want some church hypocrite or such, to give me the version or the definition of legalism? 1-866-233-0747, or even a friend of the Sons of Liberty. Give me a definition of legalism. I want you to explain it to this country, what legalism means and where it came from, because I'll tell you what, it's nowhere to be found. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.